This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The eyes of the golf world will turn to Kohler this week, where Whistling Straits will host the Ryder Cup. Practice rounds begin today, and over the course of this week, more than 100,000 fans could visit Sheboygan County. I spoke with Megan Hart, WPR sports reporter, about the event, and I wondered just how big of a deal is the Ryder Cup for golf fans?
It's really exciting that we're hosting it here in Wisconsin. Steve Stricker is the captain for the American team this time around, and he's from Wisconsin. And at a news conference a couple weeks ago, he actually said that he didn't think that he would get to see his home state host golf's biggest event during his lifetime.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, shows you how big of a deal it is for people in the golf world. The event takes place every 2 years, and it switches between Europe and the United States. So it is, you know, it's not something happening every year. It's pretty special to get a Ryder Cup here locally. And I live in Green Bay. Whenever I would drive down to Milwaukee, I would see on I-43 billboards that said, Paris, Kohler, Rome, New York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Paris was the most recent host site in 2018, and then it goes to Rome and then New York. And it just kind of shows you how exciting it is to have to be listed alongside those world-class cities. Wisconsin has really become such an exciting golf destination. And, of course, tickets sold out right away when they went on sale, and the tournament was postponed due to the pandemic, but they're still expecting between 40 and 45,000 fans a day in Kohler. So yeah, it's a really big deal for golf fans.
Yeah. Whistling Straits has hosted majors before with the PGA Championship. So what makes the Ryder Cup different?
Yeah, people that, you know, a lot of people are probably most familiar with golf's major tournaments. But the Ryder Cup is different when it comes to format and ambiance. So it pits 12 American players against 12 players from Europe. Europe is the reigning champions. And the competition takes 3 days. The first 2 days, they have one four-match session of four-ball and one four-match session of foursomes. And then the final day, they play singles matches. And so this sort of match play competition format is really exciting for fans. I think it probably sounds a little more complicated than a stroke play major like we're used to, but it really creates a lot of competitive energy. The fans are pretty crazy compared to, I think, what somebody would expect for a golf match. And the home team usually has an advantage, has historically had better results. And with the pandemic, you know, it might be more difficult for people to come from Europe. So I think there'll be a lot of excitement for the American team. We've got 9 of the top 11 players in the world on the American squad. So it should be should be pretty fun.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Is it still possible for people to take part in the festivities? You said the tickets sold out.
Yeah, tickets sold out right away, but they are available on an official ticket exchange website. It's about $200 to go to a competition session, and practice sessions early this week are around $60. If you don't have tickets, Destination Kohler is hosting some watch parties this week. There's music and food trucks, and there's going to be some people from the Milwaukee Bucks there signing autographs.
Wow.
Yeah, and
then,
of course, you know, one of the big things people love at any big event is the shopping. And so actually today is the last day that without a ticket, you can visit the 60,000 square foot Ryder Cup store in Sheboygan County.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, Megan Hart is WPR sports reporter and talking to us about the Ryder Cup. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Melissa.